everyone. This is the shaman. This is my first time back to the honey hole this spring. And, well, if you've been reading my weblog, it ain't the honey hole like it used to be. A big tree fell over last fall. I've had my back to that tree for over 10 years. It's time to come. It was dead when I first got there. It's about 10 yards behind me. I found another tree to put my back against. It's the 27th of March, Sunday, Easter Sunday. Happy Easter to y'all. On my way in Friday night, I drove through Foster, a little town on the river. Got to my turnoff shortly thereafter, and I was worrying what I'd find down here at the farm. And I looked out. This is about a half hour before sunset. Looked out into the first pasture I came to, and there was a dozen turkeys, half of them gobblers in full strut. I thought, yeah, this might turn out to be a good year. About 15, 20 minutes before sunrise. I've been hearing quite a bit of gobbling. I think you can hear it too. But it's pretty distant. Thank you. maybe 100, 150 yards out. So I get here Friday night and just getting on towards sundown when I got the car unpacked. Went out back, tried my evening cocktail. At 8:20, 40 minutes after sundown, all of a sudden, all the gobblers start gobbling. There were four of them fairly close to the house. And they set each other off. Everyone got in a couple, three gobbles. And they turned in for the night. What I haven't heard this year, I was out yesterday morning as well, I haven't heard any hens yet. Said that, I just heard a hen. Pretty far down in the bottom of Petty Creek. Sound to you. I finally broke down over the winter and bought myself a real thermos. This is a Stanley. past deer season, drinking cold coffee after 8 a.m. Another one of my new acquisitions. I've been looking for a good shoe for turkey hunting. When I started turkey hunting back in the early 80s, it really wasn't too much dedicated gear for turkey hunting. And I just wore GI jungle boots. And in warmer weather, later in the season, they're just fine. But I moved my turkey hunting to Kentucky years ago, and the season starts a week earlier than Ohio. So, I've hunted in low 20s. Really cold weather. I've got the boots that I use on the stand in deer season. But the problem with turkey season is it may start off in the 30s, but it may be 70 degrees when you come in. So you don't want too hot. I can end up doing quite a bit of walking, so it can't be too heavy. And the biggest problem is wet grass. Well, rubber bottom boots are great. I've had a pair here and there over the years. I was going to break down and buy a pair of LL Beans. Problem with bean boots is that chain tread on the bottom. I had a buddy, Kip, he had bean boots, and he's always ended up on his butt. Very slippery. Which can be a problem when you're toting a loaded shotgun around. Now, I had a pair of bean boots. Got them back in the mid-90s. Those boots had a Vibram sole on them. And I always got excellent traction out of them. The only reason why I gave them away to Angus was my feet grew over the years. My feet are two sizes bigger than they were when I was 18. So I'm looking for a pair of 14D rubber bottom boots with a good tread on them. And I'm seeing $180-$200. Schnees. Ooh, those are nice boots. But, you know, most of the time walking out here to the honey hole and back, I've got less than a mile, and the biggest thing I have to worry about is wet grass. So, yeah, a $200 boot or a $300 boot just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Then I remembered my mom always had herself a pair of duck boots. Now, I don't know if any self-respecting duck hunter ever wore boots like this, but that's what they call them. And she used to wear them, you know, out of the store when it was kind of slushy. She never complained of wet feet. So I went on Amazon and searched duck boot. Sure enough, $35. Insulated, rubber bottom, nice tread. just to make sure they lasted real well and kept the waterproof, I coated the upper with beeswax. Now here's an old-timer trick for you. Go on eBay and find yourself beeswax. I think I got 8 pounds about 10 years ago. It's a lifetime supply. Melt the stuff in a double boiler, and then I just use a cheap paintbrush and paint it on the boots. Now comes the trick. Use either a hair dryer or, better yet, a heat gun. You can get for $10 at Harbor Freight. And melt the wax into the leather. I won't have to do that again for 10 years, if at all. Did it with these boots. Very comfortable. And the nice thing is, I walked, half a mile in wet grass and my toes are dry. Oh, that feels good. Well, the sun's just peeking up. I'm gonna get up and stretch. I don't know if you heard that. The gobbler went off. Very close. He's on Heartbreak Ridge, and I think he's working his way up this way. Yeah. that was amazing. I don't know where he got off to. He could be just on the other side of the tree. He came running up within 10 yards of me. I was upstretching my legs. And you heard those gobbles. By the time I got back here, I could already hear his footsteps. I looked behind the tree. There he is. Maybe a good year. Down it. Lazy boy. That's about 75 yards to my west. That might be the same gobbler, which means he came running across my back through the old honey hole, and now he's down in Left Leg Creek, because he's moving very quickly away from that turkey's on a mission. He's covering a lot of ground. He was on a dead run coming towards me. some excitement there. I hope he's around on the opener. That gobbler's covered 300 yards. I'm gonna pack up. That's enough excitement for one morning. This is the Shaman. Y'all have a good Easter. And I'll catch you next time. Thank you.